All right. Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing tonight?
Amazing.
See some Starbucks out here. Little home coffees. What are you drinking, Kinsey?
Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. Did you dunk anything?
The competitor.
No.
No,
that was kind of weird. But
what's up? What'd you say? What are you drinking back there?
They messed up my order.
What'd you get?
Ronde mocha frappuccino. It's not all that.
Ethan, what are you drinking over there?
It's overpriced.
Caramel frappuccino with hazelnut.
Oh. Well, Kayla Busquet, go ahead and stand up. Where'd you do that, Kayla? Oh, yes, because you're tired. It's Caleb's birthday was it Sunday?
Or
is it today? Yeah, today. Today is Caleb's birthday. Let's see what this bad boy looks like. I hope it's like got something on it.
Happy birthday, she's
taped right
there. Kenzie, come up here.
Get your nails, Kenzie. We need them. I can help.
Boom. Oh, yeah, Kenzie. Show them what you got. All right,
open that up. Great job.
Oh, no, you're supposed to help me hold it, girl.
Oh.
Look at this Caleb birthday cake. Oh, my goodness.
Let me see.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Have Happy 16th birthday. All
right. It looks like a
cookie. Caleb, we'll be singing. You guys want to sing Happy Birthday now or at the end of class?
Yeah.
Let's do both.
Both? Just do it twice.
Opening, close.
All right. Caleb, I can't wait. You can sit down now. We just want everyone to know who you are. That's all you have to say. So, no, let's go around the room. Let's see what's happening. What's new with you guys? See, this is the awesome thing. Like, it's like chatter, 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 chatter. And I say, all right, now tell me about something. Like, what's that all about? All right. Ethan, what's new with you? What's up, man?
Life.
Life is always new every day that God gives you, right?
Ethan dropped out of school.
Ethan dropped out of school.
You have
to
be homeless?
Exactly. Exactly. We'll see you at the mission, bro. No, so you're done with football now. What's next?
Try.
Wrestling.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, wow. Wrestling. That would be good, Mark.
No, man, wrestling is the. I think wrestling is probably.
That's the most disgusting thing I've
It's
ever
nasty, but it's very manly. I think it's the. To me, it was the most intimidating high school sport, period. Not only because of the shame of the outfit that you have to wear, but.
Our workouts.
Yeah, the work. So you wrestle?
No.
Oh. How do you know
wrestle?
Oh, right. I know Sierra wrestles. Sierra chews bricks for lunch, too.
Did you wrestle?
Huh?
He said you chew. Did you wrestle this year, Sierra?
No, I'm in
online
school.
So 100%
or
so? You can wrestle
your
mom.
100%. Oh, no, my mom, she was so scared.
Okay, who would win out of you and your mom? Your mom's pretty feisty. Who would win?
I don't know. My mom,
Ela, she's
obviously, like, I don't know. She's like a...
Say again, she's feisty, but what?
Skittish.
Oh, skittish?
Can they fight dirty?
I was going to say, can she break out, like, you know... Can she get grounded if she starts to lose? Mom's quite dirty, man.
Give me your phone.
Take away the keys.
I don't know. My dad, like, growing up, he used to wrestle with us. He never, like, went easy. Never. So we never won. That's maybe why I never did. Maybe that's why I never got into it. Because I was like, it was impossible to win, so why would you do it?
That's
yeah.
Great motivation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Win, just quit.
Now go and be happy, children. Yeah. No, so Caleb, did you wrestle ever or no? I thought you said something about the workouts for wrestling. When I said,
I just
like,
know they're hard.
Yeah, because like they have you're inside, so you don't have as much air to pull from, I guess. But anyway, I just know whenever I exercise inside, I get like nauseous super quick.
Well, they're in that matted room. They're like a closed matted room. Wow.
So that's nasty too, because you got like all kinds of bacteria on that thing. It's like ringworm and like.
Yeah.
Okay, Sierra's got his first-hand experience. She's gonna tell us how they survived the wrestling match.
Listen up.
So what's the? Oh.
Okay, so if you're not working out outside, which is only whenever it snows, you will have to sanitize the mats every single day after practice, which is usually what the managers do. But if there aren't any managers, then we have to do it. So you know, like a weed killer, they use that pump. Take all this, like, different kinds of
like
chemicals
Roundup?
Spray it.
You guys spray your mat with Roundup?
No, the pump.
Oh, you mean just to squirt it. Okay.
Yeah, right. Like, it's all the clear fluid.
Like, you're probably not going to be too far behind.
But that's basically what, like, you do every day. So
okay.
It's not that bad. Yeah, but then, of course, you have, like, 10 million loads of laundry.
Oh, yes.
Brent.
Amanda.
I paid off my car this week.
So yes.
You paid off your car! Oh, my gosh.
I got a stimulus check.
The blue limo paid off. All right.
Girl.
Is it, your car is great.
That
was blue. Blue. Wait, you said that car store, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kenzie.
Back to the wrestling.
Okay, Kenzie wants to go back to wrestling. Here we go.
Last year, all of the kids on our wrestling team got a staph infection because one of the kids came to school with one. And he thought that it was acne, but instead it was a staph infection. So they rolled around all the mats, and they all got a staph infection.
Okay, so that sounds scary, but what is a staph infection? Like, what actually happened to him?
It's not good.
No, it's not good, but, like, so it can be commonly mistaken for, like, acne because it, like, is, like, bumps on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, in certain instances, it can be more dangerous than others, but, like, so, like, none of them, like, died from it, but, like, you can die from it if you get it bad enough.
I got you. But, so they pretty much just had, like, a mild case of it, just, like, acne for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's stuff you can
It's a bad, little acne, little staph, nothing to worry about.
That's all good.
Does it itch, or does it pus, and, like, ooze?
Well, it probably pusses,
because
he thought that it was acne. So, like, it looks like acne.
Yeah.
But
you just put stuff on it, and it'll go away.
Everyone knows who gave it around.
Oh, you know that too?
No, like I'm saying, like,
oh.
No.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
What do you guys, how do you guys treat that kid?
I don't know. Usually you don't want to be the one to spread it, so you're going to tell me spread it.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said usually you don't want to be made fun of for it, so you're going to tell who spread it to let them take
it.
No,
Colton.
It'll
all Colton has a wrestling story.
So back when I used to wrestle, the worst thing that could happen was getting a broken bone when you wrestle. Because it happened pretty often. But when I was at a meet, I was watching this kid wrestle, and when he went in for a, I forgot what it was called, like a, he went to tackle him,
yeah.
And his arm just
like at the elbow, like a shoulder.
Yeah,
at the
elbow.
I feel like
oh
it
my
just
gosh,
broken bone.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
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 So
can happen.
Yeah,
I cannot do
that.
Last year,
how long did you wrestle, bro?
No, I wrestled out.
See? But you know what? You guys know why wrestling is good, though? If you're going to do other sports, it helps with your base. And if you have a good base in a lot of sports, you're going to be solid. You're going to be good to go. Is that right, volleyball players? Football players? Track players? What'd you say? Yeah. And another good thing. Another good thing about wrestling, I mean, track is kind of like this too, but it's like everything rises and falls on you. It's almost like you have to learn how to be an individual that rises to the occasion on your own. It's very, very, very good for a character.
Self-accountability.
Yeah, that too. So, all right, what else we got? So we covered wrestling today. What else is happening?
Lacrosse.
Well, no, Lee Summit West does have lacrosse, though. I don't think, does anybody else have, does this North
but
have it? Or Lee Summit have
it? It's like a club.
Oh, it's not like sponsored
it's,
by the school
it's,
itself?
No,
oh.
It's
a club.
Just,
like, you have to, like,
no,
like, you have to pay for, like,
it's all the high schools in one team.
Oh, we have that.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Maddie's
friend
over there.
Would you like to go, like, look at all these sports and stuff?
Like,
Archie's thinking
about doing lacrosse.
She did. I couldn't see Maddie doing that. No. She did right by sticking with cross country and track. She did good on that.
Maddie
yeah.
Play lacrosse.
She almost
mm-hmm.
did.
Oh, I thought
about
mm-hmm.
it. Like, it's really expensive. Like, you have to pay for, like, the socks, the uniform.
At least
you
didn't
have socks.
Like, special lacrosse socks.
It's not, like, sponsored by the school. You have to pay for, like, equipment.
No.
So,
dang.
Everything.
Yeah.
It is expensive.
Alicia plays lacrosse?
Yeah, when she
Was it middle school?
Isn't lacrosse like hockey and football?
Yeah, yeah, that's good hockey. It's
different. Yes, it's
not that big. No, but she will attack you.
Really?
Yes. We used to have wrestling tournaments in our basement.
Oh, really?
It would change right now. But yeah, they
play. Alicia, okay.
I don't know if she's playing with both.
No, I can see some people doing dishes on the props.
You don't all have to do dishes.
I've actually,
like, there's like positions to play. If you're not good at that, then just don't do that.
Okay, let's go around and talk about this, because obviously this is like huge in the world. Last time we were together, 2 weeks ago, so there's no election. Now there was. What do you guys think is going to happen now? So yeah, okay, that's cool. How many of you guys actually voted for the first time?
Amanda, you're 18.
All two. Yes, Drake sir. And Amanda. Very good. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you too. I'm sorry, MC over there, girl. Yeah. You blended in with that orange wall.
It was the first time I actually voted for the person I wanted to vote for. The last time I just did what I thought was cool.
Oh, okay.
I did my research.
It's you. All your research. Yeah.
Did Instagram do your research?
What?
Was Instagram your research?
Wait, so Ethan,
what
did you say about that?
There's actually a lot of good
wait,
research.
Ethan, what did you say about that?
No,
I want to hear you. Hey, hold on, I want to hear Ethan over here.
I said, like, for my social studies class, we had to, like, literally research each and every individual people that were in the election to, like,
Senate?
Everybody?
Yeah, we did that.
Wow. You probably knew more than I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Probably knew more than most people.
I voted for Kanye.
You voted for Kanye.
Wait, was Kanye like actually on the ballot?
No,
oh, yeah, you can write people's names.
Yeah, 16,000 people voted for him.
How many?
Like 60,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He said he was going to run. Except if it just goes to the third party. It doesn't actually.
He said he was
going to. It just goes to the third party.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. What'd you say, Dylan?
He said he was going to get Yeezys to everybody.
I mean, he might have not.
But how much are those shoes anyway?
Like 300.
They're like 300.
Okay, you go from 300 to 2,500.
It depends which one you get. If you get them straight from his website, they're like $350 when they're in stock, but they're only in stock once a year.
Are they really that good? Are they worth $2,500?
They used to be. Well, that's somebody buys them and resells them, so now they're just the same as
every year. I mean, they break down just like every other shoe. They're still the same, right? Well, who would want some Yeezys?
Erica has a pair.
You can buy a nice pair of shoes like $50.
Yeah.
Even cheaper than that.
I mean, I'm trying to remember the last time I left Walmart. You know, it's been a while.
You should get those over the thing.
All right.
I mean, I got some from Burger King.
These are $50. These are nice. No, Chucks, man, they just the, what is it? 40s? 50s? How much are they? 50s,
yeah.
They're like,
it's actually the
brown ones. This looks like it's a bit around.
Oh, you still have yours?
Yeah.
A brown
bumper.
Yeah, like, restart, stepping in trash.
Those things have been there a lot, dude. They're leather, though, so they're like, they're solid, man. I'll probably die with those things. Yeah. They're actually a part of my apocalypse outfit. What were you going to say?
I have a white one. I wore my dashing for the boy. They're pretty much like brown with grass stains.
I have a lot of shoes.
That's like character, dude. That's
cute.
That's nice.
Didn't you wear like a long time ago,
more
than the softball?
Oh, yeah. That's what the dust
was
for.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, who knows what's in that stuff? They're out there.
We were not lying.
The world that. You guys didn't give me much feedback on the election. That was weak.
Oh, it's not over.
That's right. So part of it's not over. They're still counting. But go ahead.
They're like declining all of Trump's requests on like recounting because he has no proof.
Oh wow!
How do you not have? How does he not have proof?
He said that he wanted the ballots.
The work he said like most of like the mail-in ballots were gonna be Democratic because Trump told Republicans to vote in person.
Yeah. And they keep finding votes all over, and it'll be like 160,000
votes for Biden were like fraud.
Say again?
They keep saying that all the votes they're finding are for Biden, and so he's like, how are you going to tell me every single ballot you found is for Biden?
Well, the cool thing is if they're going to recount, they'll find out, you know, who's for who. And I think part of his claim wasn't so much mail-in, it was about fraudulent.
In Nevada, they had such issues because they found dead people were voting.
Yeah.
So that was.
They were saying they only voted for president, but it was suspicious. I'm like, there's a lot of people that aren't voting for president.
You almost got the worst of both worlds there. Because check this out. What do you think would happen? Let's say we take Trump's scenario. What do you think would happen in this country if they did the recounts and then all of a sudden Trump ends up winning after they've already announced Biden as president-elect in the media?
They would burn it down.
Okay, so you got...
It's so hypocritical because they're like, we're going to burn everything down, but then like they get mad at us for like, when like Trump supporters get mad, they're like, no, you can't do that because he's a bad person. But then they expect us to just accept them burning down buildings because their president didn't win.
So do you guys see how like polarized the country is? If Trump gets a recount and they win, you're probably going to be, if you thought we had riots over the past summer, you haven't seen nothing yet. If Biden continues to go on, what is that going to do to all the people that feel like the election was fraudulent anyway? And plus we go back to even harder draconian measures of more lockdowns. Like Florida right now doesn't have any type of mask mandate. And each governor gets to make that mandate for a state. But if Biden gets and he wants to do kind of like what they're doing over there in Europe, where you just have a really hardcore lockdown, because they believe that that's how you can get rid of this virus, is by stopping movement, stopping interaction, wearing masks, stuff like that. So you got these two polarized sides, and you got pretty much half of the country that's like split in two right there. I guess I'm smiling because it's almost like really entertaining. Just knowing like where we're at in history and everything like that. What were you going to say?
There's been like a lot of theories going around from like these people who like claim they're Christians and stuff on TikTok that I follow, and they're all like that they think because most Christians are Republicans, which I don't. Whatever, but
Brady, that's funny. Like I guess Brady's a Democrat.
We can handle if Biden gets in, and we can like hold our own and like just stand up for what we believe in, and it'll be fine.
Sorry, say that again.
That like if Biden gets in, Republicans can stand up for it and not like throw a fit about it, and like Republicans can handle it and be fine. But if Trump gets in, Biden supporters won't know how to act, and they'll like burn down our country. So they think that like God's gonna allow Biden in. Because we can
for peace
handle.
Or something like that, yeah. for the overall and peace of the nation.
It's just like funny that that's like people's justification for it. That like if Biden wins, then like if you look at it how they're looking at it, then really Trump supporters win because our country's not getting burned down. So it's like it's just funny how they're like
Olympus
is gonna get burned down.
I feel like at the end of the day, regardless of who's president, nobody's gonna be happy because people are just so greedy to a point where like they want Biden, but we're just steady for Biden.
Mm.
We want Trump, but he's all this stuff. Like, regardless, you're gonna have Trump, like Trump supporters lynching black dolls in California, and then you're gonna have like Bernie people like having like a whole like riot of like people twerking on police officers and like.
No, that's a good point because one of the things I heard is just when it comes to like the supporters for each guy. Trump supporters love him. They almost worship him like he's the second coming of Jesus or something like that. But then Biden supporters just hate Trump. They don't really care for Biden or Kamala. It's like, as long as it's not that dude, as long as it's not the orange man, you know, we'll take anybody type of deal. So it is. It's very polarized, and it's very, really interesting.
Did you see that guy praying to Trump? He's like, he's on live. He's like, please, Jesus, Trump.
Yeah, no. Please, and this is the thing people, I don't think people understand is like, technically, I mean, and that's horrible to put any type of, admiration on any type of man like that. The whole idea is that these men are supposed to be representing ideologies that are greater than them. And they're supposed to be sent to office to carry out that ideology, that plan, that movement. You know, it's really not about that man. You know, it's not supposed to be about that. But you're starting to see a lot of demagogue worship and stuff like that happening. What are you about to say?
Well, what's really aggravating is Democrats can cheat. They can pull the stuff they want, but they think they don't get the consequences from it. But when Republicans do it, man, they're going to riot. They're going to do all this stuff because that's what they think is right.
But. Yeah, I mean, I've heard it from both sides. You know, just they feel like when Trump was in power, they felt like he was a white supremacist president. So they felt like...
He denounced the KKK. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Proud Boys and all that stuff like that. But yeah, like you're saying, then the Republicans are saying the same thing. Like, well, what the heck? I mean, who's rioting in the streets? Where did the riots go after Biden won? You know, there was no riots. So that's back to what I'm saying. It's
they're
so
too busy
polarized.
Recounting in Nevada.
Yeah, they sent everybody over to Nevada.
All right, what are you going to say?
Okay, so the other thing that I think is, like, kind of funny with that situation is they keep calling, like, Trump a white supremacist or whatever when he, like, denounced it. And if you look back in, like, the 60s, all of his, like, when he's on any talk show, anything, all he says is, no, I'm not for any hate group, I'm not for any of that or whatever. And if you look back on what Biden says in the 60s, he's calling black people monkeys and he's saying how they should only work for him and whatever. And so even if neither of them like support that now, it's just funny that like you're looking back at history and like, which it's not like they're going to sit here and rethink everything they've ever thought in their life. So Biden still technically somewhere in his heart believes what he said. Otherwise he wouldn't have said it.
Well, I'm not going to get into who believes what about what. That's the thing about politics, though, is once you go running for office, any dirt that you've ever said, anything you've ever gotten into is now public access.
Yeah, which is like what they're saying. Like, not necessarily that I believe that, but that's what they're saying about it. Like, all people on social media twisting it on the other person.
And let's get honest. I mean, there's so many racial jokes that I've made.
Yeah.
No, what would happen if I ran for office? I mean, if they just took the sermons that think about that. If someone took the sermons I've preached just in youth group, what the heck do you think they could do to me?
Yeah.
You know, talking about homosexuals, talking about this race, that race. They'd make me a racist against black people based off the stuff I've said. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I would look like an America hater based off the stuff I've said. You know, about, you know, kill them all, let God sort them out. I hope this nation continues to go down since they rejected Jesus Christ. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, any time that someone wants to take what you've said and weaponize it to their means, if it's out there in public, they can do that. You know what I mean? And that's the whole thing. Nobody's guiltless. And what it comes down to is that it kind of just depends on how many more people you can get to vote for. Because look at all the stuff that came out about Hunter Biden. You know, it's just like people looked at that and like, how in the world could we vote for someone like that? You know, well, it just depends on if his followers care about it or they don't care about it. And so that's what it comes down to. What are you going to say?
What I also think is silly, like, so many, like, people in my grade, like, on, like, my social media stuff, like, post all this stuff about, like, Biden stuff, but it's, like, I feel like most people, like, most voters, like, they don't really, like, care about, like, the ideologies of, like, Biden. They just like the idea of Biden versus, like, Trump. Like, yeah, like, Trump's stupid. Like, he says stupid stuff, but, like, at the end of the day, like, he's, like, a better president because of, like, the stuff that he does for our country. And so, like, people don't pay attention to, like, the things that they both are going to do, or rather, like, the people that they are and, like, what they say and, like, how they act. And so I feel like they're, like, more so acting out of, like, emotion rather than, like, reasoning and logic.
And that's what wins today. Our culture and society is not so much one. Think about it. Think about, let's not go back too far. 100, 200 years ago, you know, was there social media? No. Was there social media like it is now 20 years ago? So and life was a lot slower. When it came to like how people entertained themselves, there was no television. If you wanted to have an adventure, you went actually out and had that adventure like Lewis and Clark, or you opened up a book and you sat down and you start reading those things. Okay, so I guarantee the intellect back then was a lot higher. We got, you know, technological advancements. Yeah, we can slide down a hill faster today than we could, you know, years ago. Yeah, when you're dying, we can make you a little bit more comfortable. But as far as finding like a cure to the common cold, have we done that yet? Now, there's so many things, you know, that we call ourselves more superior for when really all they are is just more pleasurable things that we enjoy in life. Jesus Christ didn't have a Ameristar buffet. When you read about him, he was eating fish, bread, and honey. You know what I mean? He never knew what it was like to eat a chalupa. You know, anything like that. I can eat every culture that's out there in the world without leaving Lee Summit. So, I mean, we've got a lot more pleasurable things, and our technologies have allowed us to enjoy life in that way and everything like that. But I wouldn't fight anybody if they said we were dumber now, because I kind of think we are. And you were talking about it's more about emotions, and that's what it comes down to. If you're a better advertiser, if you are better at marketing, you can probably get more people over on your side today. That's what it comes down to. But it comes down to the actual ideologies themselves and stuff like that. Very few people take time to look at that. Like you said, I've heard them talking about, you know, how they hate Trump because he's a bully, because he will do this to women, because he said these things, but it had nothing to do with actual policies that he had implemented and stuff like that. You know, one of the funniest things I heard was, if you're not a Democrat when you're young, then you have no heart. But if you're still one when you're older, you have no head. So, you know, and another guy said another time, Democrats are the only reason to vote Republican. And that, I'm more with that. It's kind of like, you know, you find out, well, okay, and this is as a Christian, what lines up to my beliefs in the Bible? Who's gonna allow me to do what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, live a peaceable life, and just be able to minister and witness like I want to? Who would get more offended by me preaching the Bible? That's kind of what my mind goes to when it comes to this stuff. Because I'm not looking for a demagogue to worship. You know, I hate this stuff when I hear people talk and say, well, so-and-so is a bad example for our children. So is that why we have a president? Because your children need an example? Mm. How about you, mom and dad? How about the pastor? You know, how about the people in your community? What are we waiting for? Some reality television star, some, you know, lifetime politician to be your kid's example for? In order, guys, never forget this. The more people you get to like you, the more you have to compromise and give up on what you truly believe in. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever experienced that? I know I did back in high school. Yeah. I was a social butterfly, you know, or whatever. You know, I used to go around and try to be a part of every group. And it wasn't because, like, I felt like I needed that to relate. I just loved talking to people and hanging out with them. But I realized that really quickly. There are friends that I had on this end. If they ever came up with my friends on that end, dude, there'd be a fight. And really quick, I got to see that person in my own life. Like, man, but neither one of those, you know, far extremes really understand what I really believe as a Christian. They know where I stand with those things, everything like that. But there's no way in the world that they would support me in those things. And the older and older I got, and the more closer I got to God, that friend group got a lot smaller. Why? Because I chose, you know what, I'm tired of, you know, catering to this person, catering to that person, but always letting Jesus Christ take the loss. You know, okay, I'm with this guy, so I'll listen to this music, even though it's got some stuff I shouldn't be. Okay, these people say these type of jokes, whatever, you know, I just don't want them to feel bad, so I'm going to do it. But the whole time, maybe one group got what they wanted, another group got what they wanted, but every time Jesus Christ lost. And the older and older I got, that's kind of what your relationship with God turns into. Who do you want to lose in your life? Yeah, when you let Jesus Christ win, you're going to end up being the one that loses too, oftentimes. And why is that? Because now you're going to get ridiculed by people. You're going to get reproached by people. But when he wins, you actually win too. Because you're two things. You're a flesh, but then you also got that new man inside. You got your old man and your new man. Your old man's the one that's losing. But that inward man is renewed day by day. And he's strengthened. So that's just something to think about also. I don't even know how I got into that, man. We're just starting to preach off of this talking now. All right, anybody else on that? Kenzie, you have any insightful? No? No? No politics. Yeah, I know, man. Let me ask you guys this. Ben, where you're at with it, because, you know, I can talk to adults, and this conversation will go a completely different direction. Where do you see the company? Where do you see the company? Where do you see the country been in like 10 years? So you're going to be graduated from college. Most of you guys in here will be graduated from college. No, you're junior. You want to be...
I'll probably still be in med school.
That's 8 years, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't med school like 8 years?
Oh, yeah.
So most of you guys will be out of college. You'll have jobs. Some of you guys, believe it or not, in 10 years are going to have children. Amanda. Oh, Amanda, look at you. Man. Okay, that's kind of weird. Sorry, Amanda. Amanda, look at you. She said, hopefully, children.
Oh, okay.
10 years.
Well, that's
six kids. You got to get rolling, girl. Come on, we'll talk after church, so go find you somebody out here. 28, yeah. Okay, that's another question I got for you guys. I feel like tonight's going to be more of a... this is why I'm saying this. This might be a little different tonight. We might just roll with questions tonight. My questions to you.
Amanda, please be on your 7-year
plan. Yeah, exactly. Well, no, that's funny. Only reason I say that is because this is something that's been on my heart more than anything, is what is happening, you know, one with the youth in our church, with the kids, because just talking to my people that I'm really close to, like that are older, it's, you can tell just with what's happening outside in society and in the world. Even what happened with our church after camp, like what Pastor Bob kind of alluded to on Sunday about the separations and the divisions, and God don't like the, I don't know what word he used right now, but almost like a recycling.
Purge.
Thank you. The purge. Dang. Recycling. Hardcore. Yeah, recycling. Yeah.
Bring old people back.
But like the purging phase and everything like that. You know, things are different. And I think people are still making up their mind, trying to figure out, you know, man, I'm starting to look at the reports from the media. You know, this thing is getting worse and worse. It's dangerous out here. Is it safe to really be assembling ourselves together like we're assembling ourselves? Are we being a little bit too cavalier with how we're hanging out? Should we be taking more precautions, being at home, staying away from these type of things? Or is this right for me to come to church and trust God? Am I trusting God or am I tempting God? You know, it's almost like you can see these thought processes happening in people's minds. A little bit more hesitant about approaching you. A little bit more hesitant about what's happening in the church before all this stuff was going on. You know, it's funny. We got physical masks, but we also have like these subliminal masks going, stuff like that too. Like still trying to, smile and make it seem like we're all normal, but there's really some deeper thoughts going on in our minds about the whole state of what we're doing and our involvement in it, stuff like that. I'm trying to get too deep on you guys. Let me come back up. All right, so my original question was, what do you guys think about, where things would be 10 years from now based off of how things are going? One of the things that we did agree on is that the country is not united. It's not together. I don't care who gets in office. I don't think they're going to be able to accomplish that. But this is why it's cool from a Christian perspective. Don't piggyback on what I'm about to say. Maybe I should wait until you guys give her answers. Then I'll say. All right, go ahead, Sierra.
I'll play 10 years, there's their after.
Okay, so Sierra plans to be in a different body, in a different location, doing a different job. All right?
Problems.
Rapture, problems gone. That's why you were first back there. Lexi.
Okay, in 10 years, like, I've been hearing, like, a lot
of,
like, the rapture and, like, the world ending. But, like, the other day we were talking about, like, oh, like, I'm in it makes me feel weird thinking about how the world's gonna end, even though, like, I know that I'm gonna go to heaven, and, like, a Christian shouldn't feel uncomfortable, like, thinking about it. But, like back to the whole family thing, if the world ends in, like, 10 years, or, like, I don't have, like, a lot of kids. Maybe I'll have, like, one kid. But, like, I think it's cool that, like, to grow up and have a family.
Like, this, you got so off.
Wait. I gotta hear that in the last part again. I missed the last part. So,
I just think it would be, like, cool to, like, grow up, experience, like, a little bit. Like you're missing
life.
Missing out.
Like
yeah.
You ain't missing nothing.
A little bitter over there. Hey, missing nothing. It's good right now. Hang on.
I want to pay bills.
Wait. So I want to. Don't forget what you guys are going to say. I want to touch base on what Lexi said. So your biggest concern is like, I'm a Christian. I know I'm saved. There's some things I got to work out as far as being scared about stuff ended and everything like that. First one's the more serious one. That's legit. Because that is actually not just something, you know, I'm not surprised to hear you say that. But I think about that for you guys, too. Like, man, I knew how excited I was to, like, experience marriage, like, have a family and stuff like that. Because I've always loved, you know, like, family. And I was like, man, like, how I used to, you know, fall asleep daydreaming about that stuff. Man, how crazy would that be? Like, just trying to, like, picture me being a dad. Like, oh, wait.
I've never heard a boy say that.
Really? Maybe I need to stop talking so much. I'm gonna calm down now. I'm just playing. I just read that in a book. Oh. Yeah. Wait. So go ahead. Respond to that. Even though I didn't ask you anything. So I guess the thing was like, I can totally understand that kind of fear. Just the fact of like, that seems like what's fun. That seems like what's most fulfilling. People get to experience that, and now I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna miss out on all that. Like, what the heck? Okay, go ahead.
Like, I feel like having, like, when I think about, like, oh, the world's going to end soon, I get, like, the wrong mindset. Like, oh, if the world ends next year, what's the point of, like, going all out in school or, like, doing this school?
And
it's
there.
Okay, so hold on. Let me ask you this. When you guys say the world ends, do you mean the rapture? Do you think, guys think the actual world will cease to exist?
Like
her world would end any day. Like any of us could
die right now
in a crash.
Like her world.
Yeah, very true. That's very good. Quit trying to be deep. Hold on. We're going to get there. That's good.
Are you scared you're not prepared to like be in front of God?
Huh?
Is that what you're saying? You're scared?
No. Wait. Pastor Alyssa, hold on. She's about to do an altar call on you.
I think what Lexi's saying is that she wants to, even though she's not scared of the end, I think she wants to experience some of life's things before the end comes, and so it makes her just maybe a little bit uncomfortable thinking of, like, the end coming. Because, right. Like, our brains necessarily, because our brains, like, aren't necessarily wired to think of, like, there being, like, no time. So, like, obviously, like, we're, like our souls are eternal, and so it probably makes her a little bit uncomfortable to think about that, like, because our brains are wired to think, like, everything has an end to it. And so, like, I think she's just saying, not that she's scared to meet God, but that she wants to, like you said, experience some of the, like, things like marriage, having kids, like, having a job, like, stuff like that before the end of the world comes.
She's too young to die.
Exactly.
She's too young to die. How is that?
Do you want to add anything to that? All right. Go ahead, record.
Okay, so, in 10 years, assuming we're all still here, I'm more or less scared because, like, in 10 years, hopefully, in God's will, I do have kids, a few of them by then. I don't know, but...
Some babies?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Because, like, all over TikTok and stuff, like, I'm on baby TikTok right now, but then there's parents.
What?
There's, like, just keep going, nothing.
Just keep going. Okay, yeah.
So, there's, like, all these
talk
parents,
to me after
and
class.
They're raising
yeah.
their kids gender neutrally, and that, like, I'm scared for my kids of that, because, like, you know, like, when you're in kindergarten or, like, first grade, and you're like, oh, like, my... I have a crush on this person. I have a crush on, like, every other day you got somebody new. But what happens when you don't know if that kid's a boy or a girl? And then that's, like, something that I'm... Yes, I was in fifth grade. Yes. There was a little boy in first grade who was going through... He was switching to be a girl.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
Now
fifth grade?
Yeah, now he's in, like, sixth grade or something, and he wants to go back to being a boy. Because his parents let him go through the surgery. And, like... That stuff is, like, hard for me to wrap my head around that I have to, like, insulate my kids enough to be able to, like, withstand that. Like, that, I just feel like it's such a huge... What?
So why
build
on the I'm sorry.
Like,
I feel like there's so many huge responsibilities right now as a parent that, like, when I have kids in kindergarten and however many years, like, all the things I have to insulate them with, it's more or less, like, that's responsibility that, like, I want to be prepared for, like, previous to having kids. So that's, like, things I'm working on now, like, you know, observing other people and how they raise their kids. Because that's, like, something, like, no parent ever wants to go through with their kids is, like, teaching them, oh, like, this is what these things mean when that's stuff that these kids are being taught in school at 4 and 5 years old. So it's more or less, like, that kind of stuff that we see as so, like, crazy and absurd and that we're learning about in middle school that, like, my kids are going to be learning about walking into kindergarten.
Yep.
So it's, like,
get home
school. Okay, that's a lot of work for six kids.
Let me ask you before, because I want to touch. I'm gonna every time you guys respond, I'm gonna try to do a little comment on what they said, and then we'll move on. So from Amanda, like, one of the biggest things. That's a good point, though. I mean, all the crazy stuff socially that they're teaching out there about how it's okay to, even if you were born a boy, to, if you feel like a girl, that's what you truly are, and stuff like that. I'm just thinking how difficult. Just some of the basic things war for me in life coming up, working with my own little emotions and stuff like that, trying to be accepted by everyone, and then just have to sit there and think. Because I'll say this too, man, this might be TMI, but as a little boy, like, you're messing around doing goofy stuff and stuff like that.
Oh boy.
And yeah, okay, I'm not gonna go into details or anything like that. But you know what I mean. And then if somebody comes around and says, "Oh no, that means you're actually gay. That actually means you want to be a girl." So, this is what I mean. Back in high school, some of the gayest stuff that ever happened was in the locker room playing football. Okay, all my football guys know that, but check it out. Okay, but check it out. So we knew that we were all straight, just being stupid, doing dumb stuff.
It's a different kind of gay.
But you can say it's a different kind. The problem is when I wasn't taught back then that a boy that, you know, plays around like that really is truly expressing what he really wants to be. But when you have an adult teaching kids that, that would screw you up, man. And then, like, what's happened with this kid? He goes ahead and goes through with that surgery and stuff like that. Here's another thing. Check out the amount of suicides amongst transgenders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You get screwed up, man. You can't understand. You have no – just being a guy or a girl, there's so much identity crisis and stuff like that. People trying to figure out what they're supposed to be doing, where they're at. Imagine going back and forth between both sexes, doing that type of stuff. Okay, so – why is that allowed to happen? Because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In the last days, seducers and deceivers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The whole idea that the devil's trying to get our world to right now is back to Genesis 6, where every thought and imagination of man's heart was only evil continually. What you have to do to get the world like that is to destroy the foundational principles and concepts that society runs by. So I expect, not only with our president, I expect something more volatile to take place in America to help us get to that point. There has to be chaos before order brought in by the Antichrist happens. There has to be social chaos before order brought in by that Antichrist comes back too. So I think that's only going to get worse and worse, but all that tells me is that what we have in the Bible and getting your kids ready for understanding these foundational truths and you guys living those things out is so much more important. Because just telling your kids that that's not right based off of your opinion isn't going to stand up properly next to their friends and their teachers. I think we heard from you next. We'll get to you next after Sierra. All right.
Well, assuming in 10 years, if the world is still here, I also kind of like enjoy what Lexi said, like about how, like, we're spending all this time in school, like society's kind of built up this thing about on how you have to get all this huge education just to succeed in our lives. And there's also been so many other videos that I've seen, like about all these different people who are like, I'm going to go follow my dreams, and then they end up being happy. Like, if we're just, like, speaking out loud, Einstein dropped out of college and had a great life, and he ended up being, like, one of the smartest men in the world, even though he lived in, like, semi-poverty. But also, like, we could still go to school and live our lives. So in 10 years, assumingly, I'm not sure if I would do college or not. I'd hope to be traveling if I had the choice. But then again, would it be wrong to leave the church for, like, a small time period? Because you would still be going to go do work for God. Like, it doesn't talk about in the Bible where people just sat in church 24/7. It was like the Lord told them to say, go, and they went. And it didn't matter where they were going. They had a job to do. So is it bad to just keep living in one place for the rest of our lives?
So I'll answer that one, and then I want to bring up another point you brought up. The first one is, there's three things God gave you after you're saved to help you accomplish the will and the plan that he gave you. So what's God's will? For you to become more like Jesus Christ. What's God's plan? Once you become like Jesus Christ, for you to accomplish the plan that he has for your life. Whatever that is. But how do I know I'm in the will of God? How do I know that I'm accomplishing the plan? So he gave you three things. You ever shot a gun before?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever, like, done it the right way, like, aimed it properly and used the sights and everything like that? How many sights are there? Okay, so I guess how many points on the sights, I guess, maybe is a better idea. I'll just say it like this. Let's say there's three. All right. Because you can say, like, it's a pair of sights or whatever. Let's say there's 3 points, all right? On, like, a handgun or just any type of gun in general, there's, like, two at the back for your left and right. You got to find if I'm going too far this way or too far this way. But then there's one in the middle that shows you if you're going up or down too much. The whole idea is you want to get them all three to line up like that, okay? So, God did the same thing so you can hit the target as a Christian, all right? He gave you the Holy Spirit of God when you got saved, okay? So now you don't just have man's spirit that's living inside of you where it's just your own opinions, your own understanding and stuff like that. You now have the ability, like the Bible says, to understand the secret things of God and everything like that so that you can understand the Word of God. Okay, now that you have the Holy Spirit, now you need a Bible to help you understand the Word of God, because you need to read it. So, you got God's Spirit. You know for sure it's God's Spirit talking to you because it's backed up by what he wrote down in his Bible. And the last thing you need is what your question kind of alluded to. You have to have a local church. That local church has to believe the Bible is what God said it was, absolute infallible Word of God, okay? And that's only in one version. That's the King James Version. Once you get the Holy Spirit of God, the Bible, and the local church, and you've got those things working in your life, the natural thing that's going to happen is you're absorbing all this knowledge. God's going to want you to use it somewhere. That's going to happen in the local church. That's the ministry, okay? So, to answer your question, yes, you absolutely can leave. You don't have to be in church all your life. You don't have to be in Kansas City. But if you leave what you have here, you're saved, so you're not going to lose that. But if you go somewhere without the King James Bible, if you go somewhere where you can't exercise what you're learning in that book in the ministry of your local church, you're not going where God wants you to go. And the reason I can say that without any shadow of a doubt is just because that's the program God set up for this age. And that those are the rules you give yourself before you leave. Can I have the same things I have here with God where I'm going somewhere else? Then it's God's in that thing. He's probably helping you do that and make that move. If you have to leave any of that stuff, it's a flesh decision. You're just leaving to go pursue what you want to pursue, and you're telling God, hey, we'll pick this back up in a couple of years or something like that. And I'd say 90% of people, that's what they do. That's what it comes down to, like what I brought up a couple of minutes ago. It seems like hours now. But the question is, in your life, when you get older, who do you want to lose the most? Do you want it to be your friends around you? Do you want it to be you, or do you want it to be Jesus Christ if you're saved? That's the decision we have to make every day. Who's going to be the loser in my life? I suggest doing like the Bible says, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you in due time. You become the loser. You put others second, and then you put Jesus Christ first. And that's the best way to do it, like that. And then another thing you brought up was just the whole thing about college. And you know, we don't have to go to college, but, you know, we should and shouldn't and all this stuff like that. So that's a big argument, big discussion. I say this on that. Yeah, if you're going to do some type of a skill that requires, you know, deeper learning, you got to go to school and get that training. Just like you go to trade school. If you're going to be a doctor, you need to go to school and learn about that, everything like that. But let me ask you guys this and be honest. What age group and where did most of the rioters come from? Do you guys know?
I mean, people who are
18
to 24.
Let me ask you. Yeah. Most of the universities is what. So just like everything in our lives, in our world, things start out really great and then they end up taking a trend downward. They break down. And what our colleges started out as, a lot of them started out as schools of theology, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, all these colleges like that, these Ivy League schools that are known for their educations and stuff like that, started out as biblical schools. Now they're some of the craziest, you know, anti-God places in the world. And what they've turned into is indoctrination centers. Now, why can I say that? Because no matter where you go, these kids come out thinking the same thing. They think the Bible's not true. They think God's a lie. And they also think the principles that this country was built on are kind of like some of the words we've been putting out there, racist, sexist, xenophobic, and all that stuff like that. And it's, I would say, okay, it's not consistent if that only happened at one spot. But no matter where you go, you're seeing the same type of reaction come or happen. You see, these kids are, that system produces the same thing. So I would say if you're not going, for one of those reasons I listed off at first, to do a job that requires a greater skill set, that takes a greater amount of knowledge, that takes a certain amount of time, no, you probably don't need to go. Especially, I'd say this, if you're not strong in your Bible, don't go, because it's going to screw you up. Because you're not strong enough to take the type of onslaught you're going to get.
My sister was, she's doing sociology right now, and she was telling me on how it was, like, almost so convincingly on how they were so almost, like, precise in, like, what they were teaching, and that's on, like, on how they get people, like, to believe, is by, like, their accuracy, like, on how well they can teach. And, like, they were so persuasive, because I was kind of listening with her, because she, like, told me to. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, sure, why not? And I was like, dang, wow, they're good, but they're not that good. But still, like I could also understand and see on how other people, like, why they believe what they believe, because they were just so accurate in what they were saying.
Yeah, like, if you're not grounded in something, mm-hmm. you'll be rooted up by anything. That's the whole thing. You got to have something stronger than that stuff you're about to be getting. If you don't have a good relationship, you're going to get run over when you go there. All right, Kenzie, 10 years.
Okay. Personally, this is kind of morbid, but personally, in 10 years, I think that, like, we're kind of going to be in that, like, kind of, like, Civil War type world, because we're already halfway there, because, like, back then, it was, like, they were fighting over two different ideologies, and we're already there right now. Like, you say one wrong thing on social media, and you probably have people waiting outside your door just to beat you up, or they, like, if they see you somewhere, they're going to bully you, they're going to beat you up. And so, like, imagine that, like, just festering over time. Like, I feel like that's kind of where we're going to be, because people just can't get their emotions, like, in check. And, like, kind of to what Amanda was saying with, like, the raising kids, I feel like compared to, like, today's world, like, our parents kind of had it easy raising us, because, like, things like being gay wasn't as, like, common back then, and they didn't have, like, the social media to spread it. And so we didn't have that big influence on us saying, like, oh, well, maybe you're this other gender. But, like, whereas when we have to raise our kids, like, they're going to be going to school and teachers are going to be like, you can be a boy or a girl. And so it's just like we have to, like, be extra, like, disciplined. And it's kind of, like, scary being like if I say, like, one wrong thing, or, like, if I, like, look over this one thing, then, like, my kid could, like, do something that's, like, not right or not lining up with the Bible. And so it's just kind of scary. Like, obviously I want to have kids and I want to have a family, but then I want to make sure that it's, like, kind of scary to think about, because it's just like, is this, like, a world that I want them to be raised in, like, or grow up in, where, like, you turn a corner, and if you have, like, different ideologies than someone, like, they're ready to, like, murder you, like, so it's just, like, I don't know.
Very polarized, very hardcore. Yeah. So, two things about what you just said. The first one, you said, it seems like we're back at that point of a civil war where we're about to fight over two ideologies. What do you believe those are? And I'm not looking for a right answer. I'm looking for just from your junior perspective as a, you know, kid, at least I'm at West, observing the world. Like, what do you see the two ideologies are?
Personally, like, I see, like, the people, like, supporting being gay, people not supporting being gay, like, people, like, really, that's the biggest one that I see, like, in my world all the time. It's, like, I don't know, but then it's just, like, people, like, accusing other people of being racist, but then it's, like, people who, like, actually are racist, mm-hmm. and it's just, like, honestly, like, the, like, very blatant ideologies, like, being Republican versus being Democratic, so, like, Democrats are more towards the, like, yes, I think it's okay to be gay, like, racism is a no, like, stuff like that, and then, like, Republicans are, like, it doesn't mean that they're gonna, like, kill gay people, like, they're not have that ideology, but, like, they just don't, like, necessarily support it, and I just think both sides are just very, like, hypocritical mm-hmm. in the sense of, like, it's, like, we're allowed to believe what we want to believe, but, like, the second that you believe something different, like, we're ready to, like, beat you up for it, and we, but, like, if you do it to us, then it's, like, mm-hmm. like, it's just, like, people are just so very, like, bipolar.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. And then the second thing was, you said, parents. You said it seems like parents nowadays or before might have had it easier raising kids just because, like, kind of less corruption out there in society and stuff like that. Okay, I was going to say I agree with that and disagree. The part I agree with is that, yes, it was easier because you didn't have as many, like, transgender issues. You didn't have, like, all the crazy stuff that seemed like, you know, just like the world's just ready to blow up at any moment, stuff like that. But let me say this. Would it be harder to convince your kids back in the day to maybe avoid? Because think about this. The stuff that we see the world, that we see out there in the world right now, that we think is really dangerous and crazy, and, man, do I even want to bring a kid into this crazy scenario? Did it automatically just start overnight, or did it start a long time ago and develop? So my thing on that is those parents back then were warning their kids, don't do that because it's going to eventually become this. It would have been super hard to convince those kids to avoid those bad things back then because they never saw it. Now we get to see the fruit of those horrible actions that those kids were warned about, and now, to me, it might be easier to show your kids this is why we don't do that. So, but I totally understand what you're saying. So I could go either way on both of those things like that. So we haven't heard from Alyssa yet, unless you had something else to add, Kenz.
All right, Alyssa. Well, I personally think that, like, our generation right now, like, Gen Z is just so, like,
you guys are Gen Z, is that what they call you?
Yeah.
Okay, I never knew. I was like, I don't know where we're at.
Like, a lot of, like, the people's mental state is just so, like, hard to, like, live in this world and not be a, like, it's hard to, like, live in this world and not also be a part of it. And so I'm just hoping, like, that whenever I get to a point where, like, I'm just mentally stable to, like, raise a child and be, like, a good Christian mother, mm-hmm. that I can raise my child to be in the world but not a part of it. Like, I want them to, like, not tell a woman to go make me a sandwich in the kitchen. I want them to be like, you can't play that because you're a girl or you're a boy. Mm-hmm. I just want them to, like, treat everybody the same, but also have that stand in mind where, like, they're strong enough to be knowing that it's wrong, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just, like, I just feel like right now there's just, like, so much controversial and, like, so much hate where it's just, like, it's just mentally draining. Mm-hmm. It's, like, be at school or, like, to talk it to anybody. And it's, like, I'm just hoping that my children have to experience that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You say you're hoping your children won't have to experience that, or?
Well, they're going to experience yeah. it, obviously. Like, I hope that I'm good enough to be a mother at that time.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I'd say this on that token. Honestly, when I came back to Old Paths, I didn't think we'd be here, you know, past 2012. I came in, like, 2008. Okay, so, because even back then, like, there's another election happening. It seemed like, man, can it get any worse and all the stuff that's going on? Of course it can. You know, and at that time, I was thinking the same thing. I was, you know, dating Jenny, and we were, you know, talking about marriage and all this stuff like that. But we were thinking the same thing, you know, well, will we even have time to get married? If we get married, are we even going to have time to have kids and stuff like that? At the end of the day, you know what we ended up doing? Just, okay, let's like that song says, I said like that song says, and I forgot what the song says. Tell it to Jesus. You know, that stuff isn't just like stuff we sing. It's, we sing those things so that they can naturally come back to your mind when you need them. God wants you guys to have those worries. Maybe I shouldn't say he wants you to have those worries. But when you have those worries, what he wants is he wants you to be honest about those things, but then come bring them to him. He doesn't want you guys to have those worries and then just sit there and like get frustrated about it and then take NyQuil to go to sleep at night and stuff like that, all right? He wants you to have those worries and then say, oh, but yeah, that's right, God exists. Hey, God, what do you think about my feelings that I'm having right now about these things? You know how I feel about how crazy society is out here? You know how I'm worried about the time that I'm going to have or not have to raise kids? How about this, Lord? If you bless me to have kids, will you show me how to be the mom I need to be so that they can be raised in a way that you're pleased with? And if that doesn't happen, I'm guessing you didn't want it to happen. Good night. You see what I'm saying? You put it all back on God. You're a Christian. If he allows you to have kids, it was because he obviously wants to have fellowship with those kids. So why wouldn't that be a prayer God answers? You see what I'm saying? We have to weaponize our Christianity and use it for what God gave it to us for. We're supposed to be in this world, have the same problems, go through the same trials, but have a trump card. Hate to use that, but you know what I mean? Have a trump card, which is God. We can go to him and just tell him about it. Now, if he's fake and he's not real, then it's just a delusional thing that you do to give yourself calm. But the cool thing about it is that he is real, and so you can take that to him, and now you got nothing to worry about anymore because you drew it up to him in prayer, and that's something he should get behind and honor. Absolutely. This girl right here actually believes in me in a world where the Bible says when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith? She's got faith in me, and now she's taking something that's real to her, and she's entrusting that back to me. Of course I'm going to bless that. You see how that works, guys? For anything in your lives. For those of you that are getting ready to graduate and don't know what your next move is going to be, same thing. Lord, I'm saved. I want to be pleasing to you, but I don't know which direction to go. I'm waiting for you to show me. In Jesus' name, amen. And now it's back on God. You're supposed to do that with everything in life. Anything that you're worried about is supposed to go directly back to him. The problem with us is we're saved, but we operate like atheists. We go to the same secular outlets for help that people that don't have a relationship with God do. And that's why most of us are in a lot of the same situations. Depression and all kinds of anxieties and craziness and stuff like that. Real quick, because you were pretty quick. But.
If you feel uncomfortable with what I said earlier, like, I'm so sorry. I guess I was just talking to myself about that. So
she was loading something back there. I don't know what's going to happen after you guys
leave. What I said to Lexi, I guess I was just, like, it was just always been in the back of my mind to where I just never got the guts to say it. So I guess I was just talking to myself at the point, so I wasn't trying to, like.
I don't even remember what it was now. Yeah, she probably couldn't even hear it. Yeah, it's
like,
good.
Like what I said, like, I guess I am scared as well for, like, the end of time, because am I worthy enough to be in front of God? Like, am I too corrupt in this world? Like, am I part of this world too much to report, like, I'm not worthy enough? And so it's like, I guess I'm just scared to be in front of him, and then I'm just not, like, good enough for him.
Yeah. I'd say the best way to approach that, even, because I go ahead and tell yourself that you're not good enough at all. You know, number one, that's why you needed a savior, because nobody was good enough. But secondly, even after you're saved, you know, start for a day like that. God, I'm worthless. I'm miserable. Unless you help me to get through this day and do it like you want me to, Lord, I'm not gonna show up like I should before you. And you keep that humble attitude and everything like that, and be obedient to God as he shows you what to do throughout the day. I mean, you can't ask for much more. Who hasn't gone yet? I went before. Okay, Jordan, 10 years.
I'm kind of along the same lines as Kenzie. I was saying in like 10 years, obviously, I hope the rapture comes, but. If I'm wanting to get a job and I'm in a job interview and they ask one question, like, what do you believe? Like, do you believe like LGBTQ is like the right thing? Or like, what Bible do you believe in? And I say my opinion and it's going to be against what all the media says, and then I don't get a job. Like, people were scared when immigrants came over and like were taking their jobs, but they don't realize that they can easily, like, you just can walk, they make you walk away from what you believe. And I don't want, like, if I end up having kids, I don't want that to happen to them. And then they just have to live on their own and live homeless.
Like, because they try to stand for God, then it backfires on them, basically, is what you're saying. I'm going to ask you two things on that. So we'll come back to that one. But the first thing, you said you hope the rapture happens. Why do you hope the rapture happens?
I just don't want to be here.
Okay, so like to avoid the craziness that's getting ready to happen. And the second thing, I'd say, man, yeah, that's a legit fear. The first thing I'd say is like kind of what I said to whoever it was earlier, like definitely tell that to Jesus Christ. I mean, this is what it comes down to. And you have to ask yourself this. If that scenario took place exactly how you said, where you went in for a job, told the truth because you wanted to stand for God, and you lost the job just because they didn't agree with what you said. Or later on, you have kids and the world's even worse. Jesus still hasn't come back. And God knows what they're dealing with. And they, you know, just trying to get a job to provide for themselves. They get asked something similar. And then they get, you know, fired. They can't provide for themselves. They're going to be homeless now. Scenario comes back to it. This is the question I ask myself. Is God that jacked up of a God to where you would stand for him and then he would punish you for it? Because that's what it comes down to. And this is what really builds your relationship with God. It's not the amount of Bible you know. It's not how much scripture you memorize. It's not how loud you sing hymns. It's not how often you come to church. What develops your relationship with God is the same thing that develops your relationship with any other person, and it's trust. It's, I put myself out here. I put my heart out here. I told you some things nobody else knows about me. What are you going to do with that? I put my heart in your hands. Now, what are you going to do with it? God, this whole world is pretty much corrupt and going against you, and they want me to follow this stuff that I know is satanic and against you. I'm going to stand for you. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to make you homeless, you fool. No, of course not. So that's the thing. That's what it comes back to. Now, is that risky because you can't see him? And is it risky because it seems like this is the opportunity that he wanted you to have, but now it's gone? Absolutely. The safest place for you to be is hanging out there on the limb, like Bob always says, and God's back there at the base of that limb with the hacksaw in his hand, getting ready to go to town. And you're like, go ahead. I know you're going to catch me on the way down. See, that's what it is. The problem with us, though, is we're scared to take that fall for God. We don't really think he's going to come and catch us. And that comes back to, this is where you got to spend some quiet time with yourself in the dark, you know, talking to God like, all right, if you're real at some point in time, I'm going to have to test you and see. Because what does the Bible say? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. But how are you going to have faith if you never have to trust him for anything in life? If everything is given to you, if you can always see what your next step's going to be, you won't have any faith at all. That's the difference between our Christianity. We have a lot more knowledge. We have a lot more comforts. But what those old boys grew up with back in the day was just flat out faith. Half of them couldn't read, but they could trust God. They heard that message. They heard what that preacher said, and they believed it. And then they took that fire, and it fueled the rest of their lives for God. We get Thursday nights, Sunday mornings, Institute, people ministry, discipleship class, all these things like that. But we can't trust that God will help us eat. You know what I mean? That's the difference. So praise God for the knowledge, but man, it's kind of a handicap at the end of the day. I got to get to somebody who I haven't gotten to. Well, nobody has their hand up like that. Did you want to say anything else on that? Okay. Lex, we'll go to you first.
I just kind of like have a question for like Kenzie and Andrew. Okay, so like in like our world today and age or generation or whatever, like LGBTQ is like a big thing or a trend necessarily. Like it's just like, everyone seems to, like, the other day, like, we have assigned seats at lunch now because of the whole COVID thing, and, like, I'm sitting there, and, like, it's a new school, and, like, none of my, like, friends that I knew from Summit Lakes, like, are on my day, and so, like, I'm sitting there, and, like, I'm with this group of, like, girls, and then there's, like, this guy, and, like, they get into, like, this conversation about, like, oh, he's, like, bi or something, and he, like, just starts, like, rambling at me about it, and because like if I put my foot down and be like, oh, like that is wrong and like do that, like then like the whole world's against me at school because it's acceptable and it should be acceptable and I should be able to accept that, and just like having like the strong mindset of being like a good testimony at that time, even though it's like hard to sit there and be like, no, like, I don't agree with you, and, like, what to do, and, like, also, like, with, like, the whole mother thing, like, if I'm having trouble standing up for what I believe in, like, the LGBTQ thing, I can only imagine what my kids will have to go through in that time, so, like, how, if I'm struggling with that, how am I going to be, like, a strong enough mother to teach my kids to put their foot down
yep.
to that?
Yep. Were you asking me that? Because I heard you say something to Kenzie and somebody else. Did you want...
No, I'm, like, asking you, like, how okay. can I just, like, have, like, a stronger, like, mindset to, like, not necessarily because, like, I don't know, not necessarily just, like, go out there and just, like, speak my mind on what I believe, but, like, right. just say the right things in that, like, situation that's not gonna... Because, like, if I go out there and just, like, start talking reckless to mm-hmm. them, like, that's gonna ruin my testimony yep. and how I give my testimony to people that... need it obviously yeah. because they're following what everyone else is doing.
Absolutely. The picture God gives us for a Christian, he says this: you need to be wise as a serpent but harmless as a dove. Okay. And another great principle is over there in Proverbs, how the Bible says the sweetness of words increaseth learning. So it's not about coming off harsh and all that stuff like that. Another great spot in the Gospels: your speech ought to be grace seasoned with salt. So you still got to have the truth, but you got to find a gracious way to say it. You got to be wise like a serpent, or even like the Bible said the devil was, subtle, so that it's not obvious what you're getting at, but you still have to accomplish, you know, the truth out of that. If I was in that situation at that lunch table and those kids are talking to me or saying that stuff, if they don't say anything to me directly about it, I'll ignore it just so I don't have to bring up anything. If they come to me and then say, so what do you think about it? This is the best thing you can ever do, all right? And this is one of the principles that we learn in people ministry: never make it personal. So when they ask you, well, Lexi, what do you think? Here's the thing. Here's the truth. And this is the best way to handle that situation. It didn't matter what you think. Okay. Number one, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit and your mouth and your hands and your feet and all that stuff like that. Okay. Which are God's. When that thing comes to me like that, I'd be like, wow. Honestly, if it was me, man, you know how I am. You know, I hang out with you guys. I'm cool with everybody. It didn't bother me at all. But at the end of the day, my aim in life is to honor and glorify God. I'm a Christian. I know not too many, and I'd say it like this. I know not too many people believe in that. I know you guys might think that's goofy. I know you don't really care about all that stuff like that. And I get it. Everybody has their own opinion about that stuff. But my number one aim is I'm really trying to please God. And in the Bible, he's against that. And so, therefore, if I'm more concerned with pleasing him, if he's real, I think that's more important than pleasing you. And I really believe he's real. I know you don't believe that. I get it and everything like that. But at the end of the day, I think he's real. And I think when I die, I'm going to have to see him. And he laid out exactly what he cares about in life, all these different things. And that's not something that he's behind. So I'm not behind it. So what are you saying? You want to go out and kill him? You think they ought to die? Are they dead right now? Well, no. What do you mean? If God hasn't dropped them dead, why should I go drop them dead? He's letting them exist. So that's how I feel about it. I think they should exist. He didn't come down and, you know, judge them on the spot when they do something that he doesn't like. I'm not going to go judge them on the spot when they do something that I don't like. When it comes down to my opinion of it, I couldn't care less. I'm just like them. I'm just, you know, as screwed up in my thoughts and my beliefs. What makes my opinion better than theirs? But it's not about my opinion. It's about who I'm really trying to please. And if I'm trying to please God, I know he didn't like that. And I know if I went along with that, he'd be upset with me. We couldn't have the relationship that I'm trying to have. So you see how that works? You took it off of you. It's not about this is where Alexi stands and all this stuff like that, you know, because that's the sad thing about social media. It makes it all about us. And so we completely forget that whole, you know, aspect that it didn't have to be about you, because it's really not. It's never been about you. It's only been this last, you know, century that we've lived in where everything's become so much about me, 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 me. That now it's almost impossible to even get to that aspect, but I've had to handle it like that, and that's how I would too. I don't know if that helps. So, yeah, Amanda.
Okay, so I want to like kind of add something to like what Alyssa and Lexi were talking about at the beginning about like being afraid. Because my sophomore year, I took that like a step further, and well, not necessarily like the being afraid part, but the part where like, why should I do it? And I took it one step further, and I, like, did. I never went to school. I went to school 2 days a week my sophomore year. You can look on my attendance history. That's a fact. 2 days a week I went to school, got my assignments, went home, stayed home the other days. I mean, I still had good grades, but I didn't go, so I wasn't being a testimony to the people around me. I'd come to all the church stuff, had the time of my life, but I wasn't consistent in my own Bible time. I wasn't doing any of those things. And so, like, I kind of want to flip it around. It's like, how am I supposed to, like, go to school and do these things when, like, we're going to be gone in 10 months or whatever people say? But like, if you have the same attitude with God, well, he saved me and now I'm going to die anyway, so what's the point of doing those things? Like, somebody said that in a devotion, and that like really convicted me of like,
it gave me the hard attitude. Like, it flipped my hard attitude about it. If I can't be diligent in the simple things of, like, my daily life, how am I supposed to be diligent when the Lord wants me to do something that's really uncomfortable with me? And then, like, that's, like, what Lexi was talking about was, like, the whole, like, LGBTQ thing. I went through that, like, my eighth grade year because all of a sudden all my friends were like, oh, I'm gay. And so I talked to you about it, and one thing you said that, like, really stuck with me and I've applied it in, like, all parts of my life now is, well, do you know why you don't believe that? And at the time I was like, oh, yeah, because the Bible says so. But now, like, I know, like, well, the Bible says this about it, and it's not just the fact that Bob and Zach says this. It's because the Bible says this about it, and so this is how I truly feel, you know, because the Bible says this, not because Zach or Bob says it.
Yeah.
And so that's, like, one thing I want to say that's, like, really important. Like, you might know exactly why we believe that or whatever, but that really helps, like, you'll stand strong, because even if, like, those people are making fun of you for saying it, you're like, well, I can show you in the Bible, like, I have the facts, whereas they just go by feeling. And so, like, both those things, like, really help me, like, flip my perspective around on things. And so now, like, every night, like you said, like, bring it to God about it. Every night before I go to bed, like, I put my phone down and I have, like, my list I pray for. Like, every night I pray for, like, my future husband and my kids and those things that mean a lot to me. But then I take those things to God that are like, well, this, my friends believe this, and please, like, if you want me to be the person in their life to tell them that this is wrong, please, like, allow that opportunity for me to show them what's better. And, like, people aren't going to come to church and get saved because you tell them being gay is wrong. So, like, that's another thing, like, to remember is that, like, we're here to be an opportunity and a light. And if you're, like, out on the road, like, holding up a sign, gay people are going to hell, you're not being an opportunity and a light. And so that's, like, that's a conversation we had, like, 5 years ago that I still remember now, and I still use that when my friends talk about it, or, like, my teachers talk about it, is, like, well, I'm know now because this is what the Bible says, not just because this is what I hear.
No, you brought up something I forgot, because somebody else said, what's the point of having good grades and actually studying right now if the rapture is going to take place, or this is all going to turn into civil war and the whole system is going to fall apart? Trust me, we think about that when we go to work every day. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't have to even do this job like this and everything like that. All right, so, but man, a very good point. The job of a Christian, once again, is to go through the same things in life like everybody else, but show them how a Christian does it. So let's say a couple in our church gets pregnant today, and then the rapture happens in 3 months. Well, what was the point of that? Because it's your job to show the world what a Christian that's 1 month pregnant looks like, what 2 months pregnant looks like. So that's just that simple. It's like, up until that point, God wants you to still have that testimony, because he's using that in some way, some shape, some form. Maybe when you're gone, that's when the fruit comes in. They're like, man, I remember how that person lived up to this point, and, like, I don't know where they're at now, whatever happened to them, all that stuff like that. But yeah, day by day, God wants to use your lifestyle, your testimony, to reach out to those guys. Sierra.
So, to go along with all of you guys, my sister actually has a gay biology teacher, and it was one of those things, like, if you support LGBTQ or whatever it is, and it was, like, A, B, or C options, and they couldn't see, so, of course, Kaylin chose, like, A, like, she didn't think it was right. But the teacher was like, oh, you guys can, like, reveal yourself. I can tell you why it's okay to be all this stuff. I don't want to have kids, but I'm mostly because of all this corruptness, and, I mean, you see it all over everywhere, like, TV, on the streets, it's absolutely everywhere, and, like, it's just one of those things of why bring in, like, something innocent if it's just going... Like, and I know that, like, if the rapture were to happen today or tomorrow, my child would be under the age of accountability, so they would go to heaven otherwise. But back to Proverbs, like, what Zach keeps bringing up, I recommend reading it. Helps all the time. Like, I was so focused on school that I hardly ever made time for, like, my Bible, which is another reason why I decided to not do sports. And I think that was definitely one of, like, the best decisions I've made for myself. It says in Proverbs chapter 16, verses 2 through 4, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So even all these bad things that happen to us, it also says that we also suffer with him, we shall reign with him. So all these things that are happening to us, it's just going to be working out for our future inheritance. So it may suck right now, but you just got to think on the future of that.
Sweet. Kenzie, what were you going to say?
I was going to actually add on, like, what Amanda, like Alyssa said.
But just kind of like with the question of like, why do we do it every day? It's like what you said. It's like, we're supposed to be that like light for people. So we're supposed to do the exact same things that they do every day, but we're supposed to do it differently. We're supposed to do it the correct way. And so if we're not doing any of those things, how are they supposed to see a difference in our life, a change in our life? If we're not going to school, if we're not like turning in our homework, if we're not doing things like that, then like we just look exactly like the rest of them. But so we're supposed to go to school like everyone else and turn in our homework and do everything right and do like everything that the world would do, but just do it correctly and do it right so that way they can see that difference and they can see like the contrast.
Contrast. That's the key word right there. And even for kids, that is the best way kids learn is contrast. This looks like that, but this looks like that. So there's a difference. And then you study the differences. Alexa, what are you going to say?
She's trans, and like what do you do in the situation when your teacher is like your so-called like leader or whatever in that class? Like, what do you do in that situation when like he is like putting out that like how would I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Are you sure? It sounds pretty clear right now. No, boy, go ahead.
I don't know, like in the situation, like if he's a leader over you, like
do you have to respect him? Do you have to like still listen to him?
Yeah, and like how would like if say I'm like talking to my friends about this teacher, like how would I go up against like that teacher? Like not necessarily go up against, but like trying to be a testimony to this person that's asking about this teacher when like this teacher is like the leader.
Mm-hmm. it really comes back to the same thing. It's really roles and stuff like that. Actually, what my plan was today was to get into Romans 13, talking about the powers that be and the higher powers and our job as Christians to submit to them. But then also, I was also going to talk to you about the exceptions, because there's a lot of stuff happening in our world right now that people are causing Christians to shut up and be silent about just by saying, Romans 13, you're supposed to obey the government. Romans 13. You know, but there's an exception to that. And a lot of them don't know where that exception is. And so, therefore, a lot of Christians hear that because they don't know their Bibles. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, if Romans 13, the government tells you to take your kid and go slaughter them and sacrifice them, you have to go do that too, type of deal. So, in this situation, it's a milder situation. Your teacher's trans or whatnot, and so the first thing is, do I have to, you know, respect them and honor them? Absolutely. Sin is sin in God's eyes. You know, whether that sin makes you look like an alien creature from outer space or something like that, or whether that sin is just, you know, you being a normal guy but sleeping around, fornicating. You see what I'm saying? How many of your teachers do you think do that? So sin is sin in God's eyes. Is some more grotesque than others? Is some deeper than others? Is some harder to stop and get out of it? Then absolutely. But your job, you have to understand that's what it comes down to. And this is kind of Romans 13 because there's a power structure. There's an authority structure within school. No matter if Kermit the Frog was your teacher, you know, if you're the student, you have to respect and listen to them because that's not your classroom. So as a Christian, your job is to go in there. I had the situation like that, an atheist, that was my physics teacher, and she knew I was a Christian. At the end of my time in high school there, she said I was her favorite student, and I was vocal about, you know, my beliefs and everything like that, but I was also the first one to turn in my work. I treated her with respect, and I helped other kids in the class and stuff like that, you know, and good personality too. No, so anyway, you know what I mean? But that's the whole thing, like, you got to be smarter than the problem, like Pastor Bob always says. Realize what the obvious knee-jerk reaction thing is. You're trans! Bless God! The King James Bible! You know, go that route. But that's not subtle. That's not wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. You know, that's a bull in a china cabinet type of deal. So you just got to realize, okay, how can I win in this situation? You know, I'm not going to let Jesus Christ lose because that's the most important thing to me. All right? But at the same time, I got to find a way to get some type of leverage to be able to have some type of mobility in this situation. The devil wants me to feel cornered, like, oh my gosh, trans. You know, you can't even think. Can't even hear what she's talking about because that's the only thing you can focus on is that. But like I said, you got to go back to that. Okay, you know what? As a person, I think that's nasty. And as a person, I would not have anything to do with that. But as a Christian, and looking at how God looks at it, my lies are just as disgusting as her lifestyle or its lifestyle, everything like that. You see what I'm saying? So now you've come out of who you are. You've taken a bird's eye view of it. You looked at this thing as a Christian or how God looks at it. You know, like we're all sinners in that situation. But now you're saying, okay, but now I have to find a way to get this trans person to like me. Why? Why? Oh, we don't want that to happen. No. The reason you want that trans person to like you is so that they can drop their guard. At some point, they need to know that you're a Christian. There has to be some point where you get a testimony opportunity, and they'll mark it and mark it down. But then they'll be watching you like a hawk, like, oh, these are the people that want me dead. These are people that can't stand me. But then while they're watching you, you give them something to look at. You turn in your work. You don't talk back. You have a great testimony, and you're a great example of them. So now they really are watching you. Now they're shocked because, number one, they know you know about their lifestyle, and they know what you believe and what the Bible says, but you're not judging them. Would you ever allow that in your life? Would you ever allow that in your family? Absolutely not. But you're shocking them. You're being wise like a serpent. You're coming in subtly, and they can't really figure it out because you're supposed to react a certain way, but you don't act like that. And then if they're honest with themselves after a certain amount of time, you're their best student or whatnot, and now they want to know, man, tell me about what the heck. You know, I know you don't like my lifestyle, but you still respect me. And then you can go back to the thing we talked about before. Well, it's because I don't really care about, you know, all that stuff. I think we're all sinners. But at the end of the day, my job is to worship Jesus Christ, and you can have that too. You know, it's the best thing ever. I know where I'm going when I die. I've got, you know, peace. I've got assurance. I've got all these great things, and he makes that available to everyone. See you later. And if they want to inquire more, cool. But now you lived a great testimony, and you had a great testimony, you know, with your mouth and everything like that. So that's the way I'll do it. Ethan, right, I have to go after this. Topic, no, you might be the bow on the discussion.
So one day I was walking in the hallway with my friend, and like the teacher, Miss Wilden, was coming out, and then this random dude just came up and just snatched his wing off, and I was just on the ground.
Wait, was it?
No, like this dude is like skin bald, like
no, skin he's like bald. Built like you.
This is the trans person.
Yes.
No.
He's like. Tall, like
oh, really?
Dollar yeah. General wigs, like.
Hey, those surgeries cost a lot of money. Leave them alone. You know, this is something I build back up.
The weirdest, like, I was, like, in his class one time, and he wears, like, he's huge. He's, like, Josh Gilder
yeah.
size. Like,
I'm not thinking of a, I mean, I don't know of a good-looking trans person that I
think.
No, like, tall and, like, and he wears these glasses, like, that sit on the tip of his nose that are, like, you can't even see out of them. Like, imagine this big guy with these small glasses, and then I just, like, I said something to him about it, because, like, I don't know. I just, I was confused. And he was like, oh, you want to try them on? I was like, no. And he was like, no, really. Really try them on? I was like, I'm okay. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Weird.
Dude.
Was this in Independence?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll have to pick this back up. We'll pick this up. We can keep talking after we're done. But I think that's a good spot to end right there, guys. Hey, great talk. We almost had like our own little question and answer, like the adults do in there. You know, it's good. Hopefully, you guys got some stuff out of the Bible while getting some of your own issues, you know, laid out there. And if we need to do this some more, let's keep doing it. But whatever we can do to make this Bible more real to you, to show you guys how to apply it in your actual lives so that we can get some wins out there. Who knows how much time we have left. And I want to go out fighting, man. I want to go out, you know, winning. I don't want us to be like some closed off, you know, church group over in the corner. I want you guys to be able to have the tools you feel, you know, confident to go back out into those classrooms, into those sports clubs and stuff like that, and be the testimonies you guys need to be and be effective. All right, so.
Can we do this more often?
You can probably do this more often, all right? We sure can. Sure can.
What's up? Have a prayer circle?
Yeah, we'll do that too sometime. So, I mean, all that stuff is kind of spontaneous. I should maybe be more prepared, like schedule it and all that stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean.
I like the spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll just let the Lord kind of do what he wants to do with this group and not get in his way. So, let's do that. Who wants to pray it out? Who's been too quiet?
Well,
Kenzie, that's great. Kenzie, go ahead and pray. And then after Kenzie prays, we're going to sing happy birthday and get some of this cookie cake up there.
Dear God,
God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us. Thank you for all of us being able to meet you, Lord. And thank you for all of us being able to just get out things that were on our heart tonight, Lord. And thank you for Zach and for him just being there for all of us and giving us the answers that we needed, Lord. And I just pray that we take the things that he gave us out of your word, and that we take them and apply them to our lives, Lord, and that we actually take heed to what he was saying, and that we just talk to you, Lord, like he was talking about, and take it to you with our problems, and let you help us decide what to do with the things in this world, Lord. And please help for us to have a good rest of the night, and I love you, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gaylord. Happy birthday to you. All right, come get some cookie deck on the way out. I cut this kind of small. We can make some bigger pieces here.
Okay,
I'm
transgender teacher. What happens if you mess up calling them miss or miss?
They gotta be lenient.
Oh. I don't have a transgender.
Have you ever like accidentally called your teacher mom today or something?
Yeah.
Really? It's just like that. Like
if you want to be a girl, I don't
it's oh,
I know, I'm going to worry about that.
Mom, they're used to a dad.
The dad
is
like,
so
the teacher identified
as a girl.
I heard about it. I heard about it.
You meant to.
I know, I heard some.
Right, Jack, I gotta finish your story. Oh, okay.
Orthodontists make people do weird stuff. Like, some people have to wear it in, like, a triangle.
That's probably got like what 15 eggs in the mad, like
a lot of chemicals in the ice.
Like 1 in 1,000 chances.
I know.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically,
you know what's up, Mason. That, you know what's up. That is the best piece. No, I see.
Ethan first.
Can I have part of the cheese?
Yes.
But then our coach talks to us for like 2 hours explaining why.
How are you guys still having this summer? Is it nice to not have cross country now?
Even though we don't even play.
I'll probably start like working out again because I want to try volleyball
and
so I need to get like stronger and help parts of my body.
Wait, when would you try out for it?
In August.
Anita!
Okay, next fall. Yeah.
No, bro, you're taking this home, bro.
Nice. Are you going to do track?
I got to catch up with like my
brother. I always ask that.
He lives across the street, but like he's never outside.
Alyssa, what's
his little brother just finished chemo. So they're like,
that's the only thing. Is that the only thing we can do?
Like the size.
Let's kind of cancel each other out too.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
But he did like
so. What are you gonna do for your workouts?
Just like go on like.
He's in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a
no, technically.
That's terrible.
Then just do like some ab work and just some like just stuff like that.
That's good.
So I got to talk to him today. We've known each other since preschool. Everyone says that.
I think that's because as older people, we don't know people that long.
Actually, I don't know what it says.
I don't know anyone I went to preschool with.
We didn't go to preschool together.
No,
it was
for 12 years.
I like that.
Thank you. It's like brown.
Nice.
I
don't
think it is. I worked out too hard.
Again.
Yeah, well, it's still. It's been injured for a week and a half.
Brady, did you get some cake?
No, no.
Brady.
I'm still in my nails.
This has a little bit. Brady, you want some cake?
These are acrylics.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, and I get them really short.
I love that sound. That's like my favorite sound.
I'll literally go.
Want some more?
I will literally tap on everything.
That's embarrassing. We went to Michael's one day, and I bought a computer. Not a computer, no.
It's like they're interested. Computers at
Michael's.
And Michael's would not be the place I'd go. Sorry.
No, not Michael's.
You like it, Brady?
It's chocolate, too. Yeah.